Jameson Reidenhauer remembers himself as a 10-year-old reading the original Dracula novel and staying awake with his mother well past midnight to watch classic horror movies. Nearly four decades later, Reidenhauer has built a career from his early obsession.
Good horror writing works when it is more than just the horror, when it is, there's some kind of psychological depth to it, there's some kind of a metaphor for something else going on.
Reidenhauer is a novelist, playwright, and producer of audio drama who lives in Black Mountain. He's directing the Magnetic Theater's production of his psychological creeper, Grave Lullaby, which explores past trauma and the slippery nature of memory.
Chris, what? What is it?
It's that little figurine. It just fell off the bookcase.
We must have been shaking the floor dancing. It's no big deal. It didn't break or anything.
I sent it away, Mark. I gave it to Oliver to take to Thriftwells.
I'm a big fan of ghost story writers like M.R. James and Shirley Jackson, and I thought it would be fun to write something like that. Good stories about hauntings are about haunted people, not about ghosts.
And you're missing the point.
What is the point?
The things keep coming back. The teddy bear, this figurine, I sent them away. I watched Oliver drive them down the street. I dusted this bookcase before Michelle came over and there was nothing on it.
But here it is, Chris. I'm holding it.
Why do you think I'm freaking out?
Reidenhauer grew up in Florence, South Carolina, and studied theater in college. But even there, he saw himself more as a director and writer than as a performer. He spent a decade running a college theater department in Bismarck, North Dakota, where he also dabbled as a rock guitarist. By the time he moved with his family to this part of North Carolina in 2015, he'd already published horror poetry, a horror novel, and produced and debuted Grave Lullaby through his college theater department.
The different forms kind of depends on what story I'm telling and how I think it needs to be told. Sometimes I'll start something in one genre and I'll realize this isn't supposed to be a novel, this is supposed to be something else.
Regardless of the form, Reidenhauer will create a Spotify playlist of music he believes encapsulates the moods he's trying to evoke, serving as his soundtrack while he writes.
I've learned what I'm good at. I'm good at voice, which is one reason I write well for the theater. I'm good at getting a character's voice and making it authentic.
The thematic thread connecting much of Reidenhauer's work is his enduring intrigue with memory.
The mutability of memory, that the things we remember might not be the things that actually happened, is fascinating to me as a concept. I'm interested in using ghosts or dark things as metaphors for how memory works. And so I'm interested in the ways in which the past comes back to haunt us and the things we do in the past refuse to stay dead.
I told her I felt trapped in the rag and bone shop, like I had to escape. I don't know what got into me. I said things to her I haven't ever said out loud.
That theme also runs through another Reidenhauer creation, the audio drama Palimpsest.
I don't know that anybody ever cried because of me, not in my whole life. I dropped the brush and I started to tell her not to cry, that it wasn't important.
Reidenhauer is the writer and co-creator of the bi-weekly podcast, voiced by actress and co-creator Haley Henninger. The series just launched its second season, and Reidenhauer's son, the budding musical star Ian Reidenhauer, composed and performed the soundtrack.
No writer is patient, and no writer has a relaxed view of the career. We take disappointments hard, and we take them personally, and we think that we're failures. But I have definitely learned over the past 20 years that it'll happen when it happens. Publishing is a slow pace, theater is a slow pace, which is why you move on to the next thing.
Grave Lullaby runs through October 28th at Asheville's Magnetic Theater, and you can hear Palimpsest wherever you find your podcasts. I'm Matt Pikin for Blue Ridge Public Radio News.